Watch, Disney exec with pansexual child says not enough lead characters are LGBTQIA by Alana Mastrangelo on March 30, 2022. A Disney executive with one pansexual child and one transgender child is claiming that not enough lead characters as Disney content are LGBTQIA. The Disney exec aired her grievances in a leaked video from the company's Reimagined Tomorrow Summit, where top-level employees openly discuss Disney's push to add more LGBTQIA2S+ content in its ever-growing library. "I'm here as a mother of two queer children, one transgender child, and one pansexual child, and also as a leader," Disney corporate president Carrie Burke said in one video clip released by Christopher Rufo. "I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them. We had an open forum last week, where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content, and I went, what? That can't be true," Burke continued. "Watch below. And I realized it actually is true," she added. "We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. And yet, we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters, and not have to be about gay stories. And so, that's been very eye-opening for me," the Disney executive said. Another video clip shows executive producer LaToya Ravenaugh casually talking about how Disney encouraged her not-at-all-secret gay agenda when she became an employee. Watch below. The leaked videos come amid Disney declaring open war on the state of Florida over its parental rights law, which radical LGBTQ activists have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill, spreading misinformation across the nation. Earlier this month, before signing the bill into law, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, debunked leftist falsehoods on the bill, explaining that the measure simply bans sexual instruction for young schoolchildren, such as kindergarteners. DeSantis also slammed the Walt Disney Company on Tuesday for its threat to go after Florida's new parental rights law, saying if we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second, and that's the hypocrisy of this. While Disney executives complain about anti-grooming laws, the company continues to do business in China despite Beijing's continued genocide of minorities in Xinjiang and Tibet. Disney continues to work to release its movies in the Chinese market and still operates theme parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.